Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. So good to be here. Back for another week of Health Talk Radio. I am Donald. And I hope everybody's had a productive week. I know I did. I want to first say that I'm super excited for all the people that I see online, Facebook, friends, family members that have decided to take their health to the next level, people losing weight, people getting healthier, people getting stronger. It's just a great thing to see. And, you know, we have trends that come and go throughout lifetime, throughout the year. And I hope this health trend is not just a short-term thing, because so many people are having so many great results. There's so much inspiration around it, and it's just fun. It's fun to see people healthy. It's fun to be around those type of people because the conversations you have are great. People talking about what they're doing and what's working for them and the grind that they're putting in. You know, you see all kind of videos, people posting about their workouts, about what they eat, about their transformation. And it's really just been, I've been touched by that. You know, speaking about health for going on 5 or 6 years and having this platform, you know, is something that I'm truly passionate about and doing it every week. And, you know, it doesn't seem like people hear or people listen or people even care, but that's proved me wrong, and it showed me a lot in the sense of how these things are working and how things are working with the help of trainers, sometimes people going in and doing it themselves. So it's just been a great thing to see and a great thing to watch, and I'm super excited about it. And you know, I just wanted to shout out those people. I had an awesome weekend. Me and my son went to Maryland, and I got to hang out with the homeboy, Corey Black, and we did a project together. And, you know, always just super excited to hear his story, hear about his transformation, and, you know, see what's going on with him. And, you know, there's great things in the works. So, you know, definitely appreciate the collaboration and just getting to work with people. And that's the fun part for me. It's just you start out, you know, on a platform and people start to create their own platforms, and you can come together and collaborate on a couple of things. It's super exciting and super amazing. So, you know, with that being said, I also, you know, had a full circle time because, and I say it came full circle because I got to visit my karate instructor, and I hadn't seen him probably in 20 years. And with my son being in karate and being able to take him there and him visiting with him and getting some of those precious nuggets, but to also hear about me when I was in karate and when I was 8 years old and what I did. And so it brought a lot of things back, and my son was able to get a glimpse of me and see me in a different light that I don't ordinarily see myself, and he didn't ordinarily see me. So that was good, and he's got some good nuggets from my instructor, and hopefully, you know, they'll fall on him, and, you know, he'll take them to heart and just pull back and remember him at some point in time in life. But so it was really good. It was really fun. I enjoyed it. But the other reason was just to be able to spend time with him, you know, just him and I just hanging out, taking that 5-hour drive to Maryland, driving back, you know, being able to talk and just chill and just kick it. And that's always a good time when you can have that father-son time and just hang out. So I really enjoyed that, and that was cool. And, you know, last week we had some technical difficulties with the Facebook Live page, and seems like the radio format wasn't set up right, and so it just seemed like nothing. Sometimes that happens. Just things don't seem to to go completely how they need to, but you persevere, you push through it, and you keep going, and that's just part of what happens when you have a passion, you're living your dream, and it, the same thing happens to all of us. So it doesn't matter. Nobody's immune from it. It's just how you react to it. And so today, I wanted to go back and address the topic from last week. And I did some tweaks to it, but never was really able to get that, I feel like, fully out there. And it's an awesome topic to talk about. And that's when we talk about levels of perfect health. And I call it perfect health because it's something for us to strive for. You know, perfection is one of those things that you make it close to. Perfection can be something that you reach as a goal. And when you get that goal and you feel like you perfected it and you set another goal. But when we look at it from a health aspect, there are several things that you have to have in place all at one time for those things to work out. And in perfect health, we talk about, you know, just different levels of things that, you know, have to go right together for us to have the, basically for us to have the wherewithal to stay focused on that. I am really, really in this 66-day transformation, really, really focused on the bigger part, and this transformation is coming to an end. Tomorrow's the last day, but nothing's going to change. But what I did differently from any other time is that I made sure that I touched on all facets, all aspects of health. And, you know, a lot of times we want to get healthy, or we start to get healthy, and we don't really realize the steps. It's a process. It's a system. We don't get that way on our own. It's a system that we follow. And, you know, you go to a trainer and he's one part of that system. You may go to a dietitian, that's another part of that system. You may ask questions to friends and family or people that you know that have gone through that. That's one part of the system. But you have to have a system. You have to have a process to get this done. And the first part of that process is your mentality. Most of the time, people arrive at health and wanting better health because they pretty much said, enough is enough. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Or you have some issue or disease or illness that pops up on you, or you have some lagging chronic issue, high blood pressure, diabetes, things like that, that you just can't seem to shake the traditional way. And so you realize that I really need to do something different. And, you know, you go to your doctor and he'll say, oh, you can try this pill or take this weight loss or go do some exercise. But they never really give you a full range of a system to do. They don't sit with you and take a chart and jot down the things that you need to do day in and day out and the different levels that you need to hit and try to get them on one accord. You may not have balance in those things, but you have to have them all working together congruently for a long period of time to get the results that you're looking for. And the long period of time part is the one thing that most people give up on, because it does take a while to see results. It does take work, and it takes hard work every day. And one of the great things that I've been tested on is the first topic that I'm going to go over, and that's the mentality, your mental connection with yourself, what you say to yourself, the conversations that you have with yourself. When you're tired, that conversation that you have, you throw yourself a pity party because it's been a long day, you got up early, you've had all of these things to do today, the day just didn't go your way, and you say, you know what, I can't do it tonight. You tell yourself that story. I've told myself that story. And to be able to then push through that and get up and go do something. And then you went to go do that something, and you were so glad you did it at the end because you felt so much better. You felt good. You felt rejuvenated. You felt happy. Whatever that was for you, you felt some kind of way. It made you feel some kind of way because you went and pushed through it. And we throw ourselves these pity parties all the time, and that's your body trying to protect you. Fear is an amazing thing, and that's why the older we get and the more experiences we have where fear is involved, you find that it gets harder and harder for you to push through things. Because as soon as that little fear kicks in, or that devil starts talking to you on your shoulder and says, don't worry about it, you don't have to do it tonight, and you kind of feed into it. But that's, you got to push through that energy. That's your fear monger trying to protect you from hurting yourself, trying to help you have that pity party full of balloons and ice cream and cake. Push through that. And allowing yourself to push through that will then give you the oomph for the next time and the next time. And so those times that you do fail down, or those times that you feel like I'm tired, or I just can't do this today, and you find that you push through it, and you remember the last time that you pushed through it, and your mind will start to say, okay, this is something that we need to start doing. We need to start keeping up with this workout. We need to start keeping up with this mental meditation, whatever it is that it might be, mentally speaking, that helps you. And if it's meditation that helps you, if it's reading that helps you, taking a bath, praying, whatever it does to help soothe you mentally, that's what you should do. But also, you have to understand that we have a lot of strikes against us because our bodies normally go back to what they're used to really, really easy. And so that push through is going to take a while. Pushing through is going to seem like it happens pretty often with regularity. It's amazing how when you start something, the first couple of days, you're so excited, you can't wait to do it. And then on about the fifth or sixth day, it's kind of set in like, oh, man, I got to go back and do this again. I got to go back and do this again. You haven't seen any results of any circumstance. So you continue to just say, well, you know what, man, I'm going to see if I'm going to let my body rest today. I'm going to pick it up again tomorrow. And then tomorrow comes and life gets in the way. And that it happens really, really fast. And the great thing about your mind is whatever you tell your mind and your subconscious, they'll believe you. So if you say, I can do it and I will do it, your mind will say you're right. If you say, I can't do it, I won't do it, your mind will say you're right. So it's really, you know, given that choice, you have to make the hardest choice a lot of times. And that hardest choice gets easier. And, of course, one of my mentors said, if you do what's hard now, it'll get easy later. But if you do what's easy now, you'll never be able to do what's hard because you never take that step to push, to grow. And through that adversity and through that mental blockage that we have, or through that sad story that we tell ourselves, or that pity party that we throw for ourselves, that's allowing us to stay away from what we should do, even though that what we should do is a little bit hard. It's going to test us a little bit. And so that's why your mentality has to be really strong. Your mental connection with yourself has to be really strong. And that's more about talking to yourself, listening to motivational speeches. You go on YouTube. I stay on YouTube. You can just type motivational mindset, and a bunch of videos will come up, and you find one that's linked to you. When I go to sleep at night, I go to YouTube, and I put in sleep meditation. And what I do is I listen to a recording on YouTube of different sleep meditations. And so as I'm drifting off to sleep, either a particular music or a particular voice or whatever it is, it's playing and it's soothing my mind. It's putting my mind in a place of sleep, but it's also putting my mind in a place of meditation. And when you're sleeping, that's your subconscious living. Your subconscious is what's keeping you breathing. Your subconscious is all the things that handles those functions that we don't control while we're asleep, your heartbeat. But also we have thoughts. We have dreams. And so that sleep meditation just helps you get a peaceful sleep, helps clear the mind, but also puts back in positive affirmations and positive thoughts, positive speaking. Because like I said, whatever you tell your subconscious, it'll tell you you're exactly right. If you say, I can do it, you're a great person, I love myself, all of those things, your subconscious will say you're right. If you say, I hate myself, I can't get nothing right, your subconscious will say you're right, and it'll line up life such that those things will happen for you, whatever that might be. And so that's why that positive thought, that positive action is extremely important, because that's the thing that's going to get the fire started, but keep it going. It's that mental motivation, that mental mindset. And then once we have the mental mindset, then we have to look at the spiritual mindset or the spiritual connection that we have, because that's the next part. And you can interchange the mental and the spiritual, or you can have it whatever order you want them to go in. But the spiritual is important because that's where you draw your inspiration. That's where you draw that energy to say, you know what, I can do this. Because a lot of times when it's us and ourselves, we don't really feel like we can actually make changes to our mind or make changes to our brain. And so you might pray and you might say, you know, give me the strength and guidance to lead me into a better state. Give me the wisdom to see what I need to do better for myself. You know, I always ask questions. I always ask for things that I can control. I don't just say, here, take this burden and fix it, because the experience is in the fixing. The knowledge is in the fixing. And so I don't put it all. I just ask to make me better so I have a better understanding. Give me more wisdom so I can understand how to handle situations like this a little bit better. And that's the part about the spiritual connection. Whatever that spiritual connection is for you, it could be just reading, it could be meditating, it could be praying, whatever religion it is you practice, that's what you want to cleave to, because that's where your source of life is. That's what gives you that feeling and that meaning that, you know what, I can do this. You know, I'm strengthened through this particular spirit. This particular deity strengthens me, gives me what I need. And so it's mentally important to be one with yourself, but it's spiritually important because that's where most people and some people draw that mentality so that they can think positive. And so, like I say, you interchange them. You put spirituality first or you put mentality first, but either way, you have to have that strong mental set, because every day is going to be a challenge. Every day is going to be a struggle. And every day you might wake up and you might pray or you might meditate or you might fast and say, I need to focus on this thing. I need to make this thing better. I need to make myself better so that I can handle this task at hand every single day. Because 66 days of anything is hard. You might go through 5 or 6 and be fine, and then you might have that one day where it seems like everything is crashing around you, and those are the days that you got to remember the last time when it happened, and you pulled through it, you got through it. And so that experience of life is the best teacher. But you have to have chances and times where you've created that experience. And that's the most important thing. And then the other part is your physical connection with yourself and also the people around you. Your physical connection is important because most human beings need physical contact in some way, shape, or form. And people get it from their children. People get it from their mates. People get it from their spouse. People get it from their friends. Sometimes just a hug. Sometimes just a kind word. Sometimes a handshake. Sometimes a smile. A lot of times a smile. I mean, you walk past a stranger and you just smile and say hello, and you don't know what their day is like. You don't know what they're going through. And that physical connection to the world is important because it's how people see you. And that's something that for me has always been one of those things that I feel like I've had, but I've lost over time because I'm in a place right now where it's hard for me to enjoy things. It's hard for me to get in a place where I'm having fun. And partly is because I'm going through this transformation. I'm going through this transition in life, but I'm also, I get so laser focused on what's going on and what I'm trying to do that I don't really look up often. And I had a good conversation with one of my good friends last week, and him and I were talking about the same thing. He's building a school, an academy, and the academy's up and running, and he's trying to get signs put up, and he's trying to get all these things together. And the academy's been running pretty good, and it's getting better, but he's just got his head down, like, I got to keep growing. I got to keep fundraising. I got to keep doing all of these things. And we both said almost simultaneously, man, like, we don't have fun anymore. I remember him and I met at a networking event. And I remember I would go to networking events, like, after work network on Fridays and different things like that. And you physically meet people, you shake hands, you talk about, you know, just your business. You may just talk about sports. You may talk about anything. But it just gave you a different place to go and be around people who were like-minded and who had something going on that maybe you could help each other with. And, you know, I say that you never know where the missing pieces to your puzzle are in life, so it's always good to get out and network and meet people. But I've lost that. And he was saying the same thing. You know, he was saying, you know, the last 3 years, man, building a school and getting it open, and now it's open, and we've been running for a couple of years, and, you know, I'm almost to the point where that five-year push is coming. You know, you stay in business 5 years and things start to turn around, and he's like, I can see it, but I've lost it, man. And man, I could identify with him. And it's because we get so caught up in our mind. It's like you live in your brain, and so you got blinders on. You can't see in front of you, and you can't see things beside you, although you're just moving throughout life. And so you're in your own thoughts. And that in itself can be good, but it's not healthy. And when we talk about the levels of health, we're talking about what goes into that. And, yes, you should be focused, even to the point of making sure that you get things done. Of course you're going to have long days. Of course you're going to have long nights. But you need to take the time to do the things that allow you to have that physical human contact with people who are on the same accord that you are. And keep out the toxic people. Or keep out people who just don't fit the bill for you. There are people who, they're not bad people. They could be good people. They could have a particular role in your life, but they don't fit the bill for where you're going. So every time you have some type of interaction with them, pulling you away from what you should be focused on. And everybody should be focused on living their dreams and living their passion. And although we don't necessarily do it, that should be somewhat of our focus, because that's what makes us happy. And if you're doing something that's making you happy, whatever that might be, then you need to figure out ways to do more of it. And so him and I made a pledge to each other. A couple things. That him and I would meet a couple times a week at the City Club, which is where a lot of people meet, business people meet, to have lunch. You just go there, you have lunch, and you never know who you might run into, a senator, a politician, an entrepreneur, anybody. But everybody who's there is a who's who for whatever reason. And so we made a point that we're going to have lunch there and just hang out there and just talk and brainstorm and see how we can work together. We made a point of golfing. He said he bought a cheap pair of golf clubs, and my homeboy has been asking me about golfing for the longest time. And every time he asks me, I just, all right, I'm going, let me know, whatever, and it never happened. And so I called him, and I said, man, I'm ready to go. And so we were supposed to go, but, you know, things didn't work out. But that's something, because a lot of times the people that, in the circles that we run in, people that we deal with, they'll ask you, you want to come to this golf fundraiser? You want to come to, man, you want to come shoot nine holes with us? And these are the people that we need to be around. These are the people that we need to interact with. But we should do it in a way we're having fun, and do it in a way where it's conducive to our business. It's conducive to growth. And so that physical connection with people that are on that same playing field that you're on and doing the same things that you're on is super important. And so we got our mentality that we have to have right. We have our spirituality that we got to get connected and stay connected. And the mentality, we have to get connected and stay connected. It has to be an everyday thing. That physical connection, we have to connect to that. We have to connect to those who are around us, those who can help us, those who we can help, those who you're just sharing space, and you never know what might happen that may cause you to start to gel in some kind of way. And now the next point about health is, of course, how we eat. Eating has become a farce at best. And I say that from the aspect of the system, what we have in the market for us to eat day to day. You almost have to go out of your way to find how to eat healthy. If you go straight to the grocery store and you just shop based on what you have a taste for, 99% of the time, it's not going to be a healthy thing, especially if we've been living a life that has not been healthy. Because what we always say is, when it's time to eat something, man, I want something good. But that something good is normally, a lot of times, something bad. And so we've tricked our brain, and this is the part when I talk about the mentality and the subconscious, we tricked our brain into thinking that good food or bad food or bad things are good for us. And that's why it's so hard when it's time to change, because then we're saying, I want something good for me. But your mind is already telling you something. It hears the word good, and it associates all the things that you liked with the word good. Ice cream, fried foods, whatever it is that, wasn't good for you. When you say, I need to eat better, or I need to eat something good for me, your subconscious, your mind, because it's what you tell yourself, has already set that up for you. And that's why I say what you tell yourself is extremely important. Whatever you tell yourself, your mind will believe. If you say you can do it, you can do it. If you say you can't do it, then your mind will say, okay, well, you can't do it. And so that's why we have to start to retrain the way we speak to ourselves, especially when we're getting on a health mission. You know, you can say, people, you change your terminology, and you say, man, I've been working out. I want to reward myself. I want something bad. And when you say that to yourself, it leaves a stain there. Like, but the bad thing that you want is you want the ice cream or you want the cookies or whatever it might be. And tell yourself flat out, like, man, I've been doing good. I want to reward myself. I'm going to get me something bad. And watch how your mind look at you. Like, bad, okay. And the desire for the word bad is not that great. So you have to change how you speak to yourself. And then it'll become a point where you start to say, I need to eat healthier. I need to eat better. And those type of words will then trigger things in your mind that you need to eat. And you have to be creative with the way that you eat, because you will get bored if you try to eat a salad every day. That's why I try to post a lot of times what I eat, because it's just simple stuff, but it's just different. And, you know, that's the one thing I feel like people get hung up on, you know, especially if they have a great workout or they've been doing good for a while and they run out of things to eat. It's like, I know I can eat spinach and broccoli, and I know I can eat vegetables. I know I can eat some lean meat, you know, but that's just boring. Oh, nobody has money to buy meat every day, or, you know, vegetables are high. And, I mean, so it could be anything. It could be any reason why you don't do it, but it's a change. It's a cycle that you really have to pay attention to. And that's why, you know, I might make some crab meat, I mean, some crab salad, some seafood salad, and just put it on top of an avocado. I might make some tuna and just put it on top of an avocado, or just take some eggs and mix it up with avocado, or take zucchini and squash and hollow them out and put veggies in them and roast them. I mean, it's a lot of different things you can do, but you really do have to be creative so that it's fun. And the other part about our eating habits is that we eat so often to get full. We eat to become satisfied, because that's where we draw our level of nutrition from, based on what we eat. And we think that, okay, I'm eating healthier, so that must mean I'm getting more nutrients, and that's not true. Because our foods are so depleted of nutrition, especially minerals, that when we eat food, a lot of it's just empty. And God forbid, if we steam it or we microwave it to heat it up, then you just zapped out more of the nutrients or cooked out more of the nutrients. So, you know, you can't rely on eating enough of the good food to get all your nutrients. And so that's why a lot of times we're starved. When it's time to, when we finish that workout, or when we wake up in the morning, or whatever it might be, we're starving. Like, man, I'm starving. And the word starving, it's not food starvation, it's a nutrient starvation. And so we have to also be careful of just being and getting to a point where we're that hungry. Because when you get to a point when you're that hungry, you almost eat anything. And that's where binge eating comes in. You eat a lot of just whatever, because you're trying to send that message to your body fast enough to say that I'm satisfied. And so that's a bad habit to be into. And for certain people, they'll tell you, you have to find out what works for you. But they'll say, well, eat a lot of small meals. Eat six small meals throughout the day so you never really get to a point where you're extremely hungry and you can't function and you find yourself binge eating. And so that's something that you'll have to figure out how to do. But please feel free to inbox me or whatever, and I can send you a suggested foods list where you can just pick some foods off of there, pick some things off of there, and just kind of create a meal plan for yourself. Me, I'm not a big meal plan person because I don't necessarily like to eat the same things over and over again for a whole week or whatever it might be. But I like to be creative. And some days I rarely eat. I might eat breakfast and I might not eat anything else. Some days I might eat lunch and not have anything else. So it just depends with me. I don't know, what day I'm going to want what. And so for me to meal plan, and I feel like 3 weeks out of the week I'm not going to eat dinner and I got all of these meals sitting here, it's a waste. So for me, if I'm going to cook something, I cook creatively, and I'll cook, something that's really quick, don't take that long, and I can get some satisfaction out of it. Now, rolling from there into one other facet of eating is, of course, your supplementation. And that's one of the things I posted last week. I talked about how, I talked about how important supplementation is. Because when you supplement, what you do is you're giving your body the nutrients that it needs already. And so when we take nutrition, you take nutrition based on body weight. And so if you're taking vitamins or you're taking minerals or any type of nutrition, you need to take that based on body weight. You don't take two based on the bottle if it says take two or take three. Because the bottle, what is the bottle based off of? It has to be a baseline. And so that bottle might be based on the recommended amount might be based on a 100-pound person or a 200-pound person. You don't know what that recommended amount is based on. And so if you're a 100-pound person and you're taking two, that might be fine. But if you're a 175-pound person or a 250-pound person and you're taking two, well, you're probably not getting enough. And so if you do have a good vitamin that you take or whatever, or mineral or whatever it is that's healthy for you, take it based on body weight. If you don't know how to do that, then you need to go back to where you got it from or even call the company and find out what that's about. Most of the nutrients that I take, if not all of them, we take based on body weight. And so that way you're assured that you're going to get the right amount of nutrition for your body. And when you get the right amount of nutrition, that cuts down on cravings, that allows the body to become nutrified. And so then when you decide that you are hungry or you do want to eat food, you can control that process. You don't just start binging or you don't start having certain cravings for things. So then you can take your time and figure out what exactly it is you want to eat. And even if that's not available, then you can think of something else and you can think of the healthier options, because that's something that you'll have the time to be able to do, whether it be cook a meal, whether it be to go to Whole Foods or one of the stores and make a salad, or go to a restaurant and buy a salad, or just get some salmon and sweet potatoes and Brussels sprouts and sit back and just eat those. Whatever it might be, you'll have the time to be able to do that because you're not craving like crazy stuff. And that's the point of getting the nutrition in your body. And so I take my nutrition and I supplement with food. People call them supplements because normally you're supposed to be able to eat food and then supplement, your nutrition and get the rest. And that's kind of true, but I look at it backwards. I get all my nutrients first, and then food is just value added. And that's why I can go periods of time throughout the day and not feel like I'm hungry because I've had my nutrients. But also when it's time to eat, I still don't have to eat a huge meal to feel satisfied. So eating is extremely important. The next part is drinking. Water is, filtered water, good filtered water, is the best thing that you can drink. And especially during this time of year, you put a little sea salt in your water, not to the point where it's salty, too salty, but just the point where you're going to get some good electrolytes and some good hydration. And, water is your best friend. And you should also, if you're going to drink a lot of water, make sure you're taking your nutrients. And I say that because when you drink water, the more water you drink, the more you're neutralizing or depleting your nutritional reserves. every time you, if you drink a lot of water and you start going to urinate, when you urinate or you sweat, you're sweating out nutrients or you're losing minerals. And if you don't have a way to put them back, then you're depleting the body of nutrients just by over drinking or over consumption. And so, yes, we do need water. We need about, the rule of thumb is half our body weight in ounces of water. So if you're 200 pounds, you need 100 ounces of water. And that's what, that's kind of a good baseline to look at. And so you have to get the water in, but you also have to get the nutrients in. You don't want to do one without the other. And that's why when we have our kids out running around, or we have, you know, we're out running around, and the first thing we do is we, you know, drink water. And most people may go get a Gatorade or something like that. It doesn't really have much nutrients in it. And so you find that you drink a Gatorade or a Powerade or something like that, and you still get cramps. Why? Because you didn't put back what you sweat out. So that's why it's extremely important. Just because Gatorade is on sale for 89 cents or 69 cents for the big bottle, it's a reason for that. There's nothing there. Pay money for the stuff that's good for you. Trust me, Gatorade was as good as it was. They wouldn't sell it for 69 cents a bottle for the big bottles. It would be always $2 or $3. When you go to the store and you go start paying attention, and you Whole Foods, or you stop by Trader Joe's, or if you get nutrients from recovery nutrients from GNC and things like that, or Youngevity, and you get nutrients from there, you can pay a couple dollars. You can pay $2, $3 for it. Something to be said about that. You get what you pay for. And your body needs to be, your body's your temple. So you should give it the best. And so drinking water, drinking filtered water is extremely important. You got to be careful of bottled water. Bottled water, a lot of times, deer park water, a lot of these just off-the-shelf type waters are so toxic because, one, the bottles aren't BPA-free. So therefore, all the toxins that are in the plastic leach into the water, and we drink that. And then not to mention that a lot of the waters come from just tap runoff from a lot of these factories and manufacturing plant. I think Dasani, Coca-Cola makes Dasani. So the runoff and the tap water that they have from just their processing, they just fill up the plastic bottles. The bottles aren't BPA-free. The water's just merely tap water. It doesn't mean it's any good for you. There's no nutrients in it. And then some water they call spring water, which they don't even get from a spring anymore. So, you know, you have to really be careful. A good filter on your refrigerator is good. If you get a filtration system put in your house, that's good. Le Bleu water is pretty good. They have BPA-free bottles. And Le Bleu water is right down here in North Carolina where you can, you know, that's healthier water, Fiji water. And that's the thing. When you look at the water that you're purchasing, you can get water for 99 cents or you can get water for $3. Most of the time, we opt for the 99-cent water. And most of the time, that is the most toxic water that we can get. And now that with it being summertime, I challenge you to do an experiment. Take the water that you have, whatever bottled water you drink, and take it to a local swimming pool and ask one of the lifeguards to test the water for you. Or you can take it to a health food store. But if you happen to be going to the pool because it's summertime, tell them to test the water for you. You can see how much chlorine is in the water. You can see the pH that's in the water. And you'll find out real quick how good that water is for you. So drinking water and good water is extremely important. Taking also your nutrients along with your water drinking is extremely important so you're not diluting your reserves. Another thing that we have to talk about in our levels of health is the amount of sleep we get. And this is a big one because if most of us aren't taking or getting nutrients based on body weight daily, and most of us don't know that we even need to take nutrition that way, so therefore we might take a one a day, but what is that one a day based off of? Whose weight is that one a day based off of? Is that one a day based off a 150-pound person? Or is that one a day recommended amount based on a 300-pound person? We don't know. Or if you do know, please tell me. And if it's 100 pounds and you're 300 pounds, then you shouldn't, you need to take three a day. Shouldn't take one a day. So that's why it's important to make sure that you're getting the right amount of nutrition. And the reason why I say that, too, is because the reason why we sleep is to rejuvenate our bodies, to give our bodies a chance to just rest and be easy, be still, let our digestive system rest, let our mind rest, you know, let our joints and body rest, and just be still. And when you go to sleep, it's like you die every night. And I heard this from an older gentleman that, you know, life is so hard for most people, 15, 16 hours a day, 18 hours a day, that you have to go to sleep. You have to die to get away from here for a little while to come back. And then when you look at sleep in that fashion, that's pretty true. Because once you sleep, you're out of it, you don't know what's going on. No matter how good your day was, no matter how bad your day was, you feel some kind of way. You split your sleep. And so when you wake up, those thoughts start flooding back in. And even trying to fall asleep, people toss and turn and they stay up all night and they can't get it together. But once you're asleep, you're away from that part of your life. You're away from those things. And that's the mental rejuvenation that you need. And that's why I say listening to sleep meditation videos or what have you while you're sleeping is really good, or while you're falling asleep, because it puts your mind in a different state. It helps you relax. It helps you wake up with some mental clarity. But also, just to basically allow the body to relax for a period of time. And they say we should get 8 hours of sleep. Most of us never really do it. That's been something that has been extremely hard for me for years. I don't know, maybe on a Sunday, every now and again, I may get 8 hours of sleep or 6 hours of sleep. But most of the time, I'm functioning off of, and I have most of my life functioned off of 3 or 4 hours of sleep. It was only until I really started getting into the nutrition part that 3 or 4 hours of sleep actually felt restful, where I went to sleep for that period of time and I woke up and I felt rested. I didn't feel tired. I didn't feel sluggish because I took my nutrients. And so taking nutrients twice a day, and that's one of the reasons why you want to take them in the morning, and then you also want to take them sometime in the evening. Not so late that they keep you up because of what they're doing for you, but late enough so that you have something in your system. So while you're sleeping, not only is the sleep rejuvenating your body, but the nutrients are floating around in your body doing its work. And that's one of the reasons why I'm so big on taking my nutrition and supplementing with food, because a lot of times you eat before you go to bed and you wake up feeling some kind of way. You feel like your stomach hurt, your head hurt, you feel like you could throw up, you feel sluggish, you feel crazy. But then when you take nutrients before you go to bed, especially ones that don't give you energy, they're just giving you some nutrition. Like I take calcium before I go to bed. It's calcium, magnesium, chondroitin, glucosamine, and magnesium. And the magnesium is really good because magnesium is great for helping you rest. Also, when I'm asleep, that magnesium, that calcium, all of that stuff is setting down in my mouth and my teeth, building my bones up in my jaw and in my mouth and feeding my teeth and also the rest of the parts of my body. But that's something that you can do at night and take, and that'll help you rest. I take a lot of different things throughout the day, but in the evening time is when I kind of settle down and I take the things that will help me rest, because I know that I'm only going to get an average of 4 hours of sleep. And the days that I do require more sleep, I can get more sleep. But I've never been that long-term sleeping type. But sleep is really important, and some people feel like they need a lot longer than that but can't get it. And so there's nothing like waking up feeling sluggish, feeling tired, feeling like you've been in a fight all night. That's not fun. And so, therefore, you have to be able to get that sleep in, because that sleep is really what's going to put it over the top for you. And to segue into the last part is when we talk about exercise. And there's a lot of different things out there as far as exercise goes. And really, you have to find, you know, you can go and go places and you can work out, you can have a trainer, you can get great results. But it has to be something that you're willing to sustain for a period of time. And I say a period of time, meaning like the rest of your life. And so for me, I try to do workouts and things that I can do, that I know I can do, whether I'm 38 or whether I'm 88. And one of those things for me is doing things with your own body weight. You know, for me, it's a lifestyle. It's a long-term marathon of health. And so I want to do the things that's going to get me the results, but I also want to do the things that I can do from here on out, and things that I enjoy, because working out has to be something that you enjoy, especially if you're going to show up every day. And that's why they got all of these different types of workout tapes where you abs and, you know, dancing, you know, while you're working out, and yoga and all of these different things that you can do so that you will enjoy it. Because it's just the thought of sometimes going to work out is hard. I remember when I was on this transformation, the beginning of the transformation, and I think I got to about day 12. And it was one of them days, man. I mean, just one of them days. You wake up, and it seems like from the time you wake up, it's all downhill, 100 miles an hour. And finally, you get to the end of the day, and you're like, you know what, man, I'm going to bed. I'm not doing nothing. I'm going to sleep. And for me, sleep is my refuge. When I'm depressed, when I'm down, when I'm listening to that story in my head over and over again, when I feel some kind of way, I just go to sleep. It's nothing for me to go to sleep. I can go to sleep and nothing flat. And I just go to sleep. With that one day, that I think it was day 12, it was just one of them days. And I said, you know what, I'm going to bed. And I got to bed, and do you know I could not go to sleep? I tossed and turned, I did everything. And my mind kept saying to me, you didn't work out. Why didn't we work out? We've been working out for 11 days. What's the problem? Because I've been pouring in that positivity. I've been pouring in that mindset. When I'm working out, I listen to motivational speeches. When I'm done working out, I'm cooling down, I'm listening to motivational speeches. Right before I get in the shower, I'm listening to motivational speeches. Right before I start working out, I'm listening to something motivational. And so my mind has been accustomed to hearing that every day, saying, hey, you know, you can do it. Be all you can be. All of those motivational things that you hear. And my mind was like, man, why are we not working out? What's the problem? And I just said to myself, I don't feel like it. And it was like, okay, you ain't going to sleep. And I got out of the bed, got down near the side of the bed, and I did 5 push-ups. 5. And that was going to be my contribution to working out that day. But I did them 5 push-ups, and I got back in the bed, and my mind was like, okay, at least you did something. And that made me know that once you start putting yourself on a path of excellence or betterment, you will constantly get reminded. Now, we can fight it, and the more you fight it, the less that feeling or that feeling will show up to you, saying that, hey, you need to do this. Why haven't we done it? But that feeling will start to wane the more you fight it. But when you say, you know what, I'm going to do something, and you do it every day, it's a change. Your mind will shift, and you have to get it done. And then also when we talk about exercising, you have to really look at what type of exercises work for you and really what your target goal is. Is your goal to lose weight? Is your goal just to tone up? Is your goal to have better stamina? You really have to look at that from the aspect of exercise. Everybody don't need to be doing the same exercise if your goals aren't the same. Now, there are basic things that you can do that may be the same, but some people might be better for swimming. It's better for your joints. You get to use your whole body. You get to exercise your whole body. Some people enjoy running better. Some people enjoy extreme cardio where you're jumping around, you're pushing up, you're sitting up, you're getting up, you're running in place, doing burpees and mountain climbers and all of that. People enjoy that. Some people enjoy spin cycling on a bicycle. Some people enjoy the hip-hop dancing. I mean, it's plenty of different things that you can do when it's time to exercise. And so to make sure that your exercise regimen sticks, find things that you enjoy doing to that level so that way it doesn't get so old for you so fast, or it doesn't get to a point where you're like, you can't do it. One, because your body's physically, you've been put off. You know, you might sprain an ankle, you might twist a knee, and then you can't work out at all. And so it's always good to have a couple of back light workouts and things you can do, like going for walks. You know, you find that older people, the older they get, they walk. They'll walk in the morning, go to the mall and walk. The power walkers in the mall, most of those are just older people. They look good. They're walking. And walking sometimes is all it takes. You just got to watch how many calories and what you're dumping in your body in between the walks. But walking is always going to be good. Doing things with your own body weight is always going to be good. You know, but if you're somebody who wants to build a lot of muscle and look like Popeye, or, you know, be strong, and you want to do competitions and all of that, well, then that's another level of working out. You need to lift some heavy weights. So really, you got to really figure out what type of exercising, what exercises you need to do for your end goal. And you need to have goals set. How much weight do you want to lose, and how much time do you want to lose? How long are you going to do this workout regimen? Even though you're probably going to do it the rest of your life, like set up a 66-day challenge. Set up a 30-day challenge. Because while it gives you a moment to celebrate your accomplishment. And although you're not going to probably stop doing it once you do it for that long, it still gives you opportunities to celebrate yourself. And that's part of the one thing about the mental and the physical connection that you have with yourself, is to be able to look at yourself and say, man, you ain't half bad. You know, we stuck through this thing, we got through this thing, and we're better for it. And you may have a certain group of exercises that you do, but when you set that goal, you might say, well, we're going to do more push-ups this month, and, you know, more than anything. And then the next month you say, okay, we're going to do more sit-ups this month. So even though you're doing the same exercises, you make one the premier exercise that you do. And you'll get better at that exercise, and you'll get more results out of that exercise. And so if you're doing it, you only do 25 push-ups, but then you do a push-up month, where you say, "For I know I can do 25, but every day for 30 days I'm going to add one." And so the next day you do 26, and the next day you do 27, the next day you do 28, and at the end of 30 days, you're doing 56 push-ups. Because why? You made that premiere. You made a campaign with yourself for that one particular exercise. Do the same thing with sit-ups. Do the same thing with doing dumbbell curls. I mean, whatever it is, take whatever works within your workout. And that's one of the things that I've been learning to do. And the reason why was because when Corey put in this ab challenge, it's a 30-day ab challenge. So, you know, it was days that I was working out, but I wasn't necessarily doing a specific ab workout. My abs got work, my core got work from things that I was doing around it, but it wasn't a specific ab workout. And so now for this 30 days, I'm doing an ab workout every single day on top of whatever other workout that I'm going to do. And so now the premiere for this month is all about my abs. And then next month, it may be still my abs, but it may be a different group of exercise. So you have to really make this thing fun. And that's one of the things when we talk about health, is you have to do it where it's fun. You have to be connected to people that are fun to be around. You have to be in tune with the spiritual world and your spirituality, because that's fun, because of the result that you get and the feeling that you get from being in touch with whatever that level of spirituality you have is. You also have to have a good mentality, because having a good mentality will help you in the sense of feeling good and wanting to do it. And that's fun. When you have positive thoughts and you see results and you see things happening, and then eating good food, eating healthy food is fun, especially when you can be creative with it. You can get your kids to do it, and you create a household around it. You create a whole system around it. It becomes fun. You know, people at work, you know, you create health food challenges at work where you can only eat certain foods for this week, and, you know, that's fun. The level of exercise you get, the type of exercises you do, that's fun. Getting sleep, which a lot of us don't get enough of, just carving out that time and say, you know, a couple of days a week I'm going to go to bed early if I can do it. And then that going to bed early is fun because you're tired. Most of us all just, we want to go to sleep. We want to get some rest. Or on the weekend say, you know what, I'm getting up late this day, and it doesn't matter what's going on, I'm going to get my rest. And you go to bed excited knowing that you don't have to get up in the morning. especially if you're in a place where you can turn your ringer off and just not be bothered. You may not have kids that weekend, whatever the case may be, but you look forward to that. And then also, you know, drinking water, how you feel when you drink water, how you feel when you eat certain foods, how you feel when you take your nutrition. You feel really good. You feel good that you're doing the right thing. And that's also extremely important to know that, you know what, I'm doing the right things no matter what. And that's a good feeling because now you're not back and forth on the bandwagon. You've got some level of consistency going on. So I hope that those tips were helpful. I'm going to go over them again. The six levels of perfect health. When I say perfect, it's just something to strive for. And you may not even have balance in these particular things. They may not be all 20-20, 20-50, 50-50 across the board, but you want to have them all implemented in ways that it gives you a good feeling. It makes you feel a certain kind of way to have those things in your life. And the first one that I said was your mental connection, how you feel about yourself. The second one is your spiritual connection, how you feel about that that's higher than you, that the power that's within you, what feeds that for you, and being in connection with that. The third thing is your physical connection with yourself and also people around you that make you feel good, that are on the same path you're on, that challenge you, that compliment you, whatever that might be. Then the fourth one is how we eat and the importance of eating things that, one, are good for us and make us feel good, but also supplementation within that eating is important too because we got to get the nutrients. We can't rely on food for nutrition. We have to rely on nutrition for nutrition. And there's not much of nutrition to be extracted out of the foods that we eat today. So that was number five. Number four. Number five is the water we drink. Drinking good, clean water, filtered water. Watch out for the bottled waters and making sure you're drinking enough water. Because so many of us are dehydrated. So drinking enough water is extremely important. Drinking for your body weight. So many ounces of water for so many hundred pounds of body weight. If you're 100 pounds, you need to drink 50 ounces of water. If you're 500 pounds, you need to drink 250 ounces of water a day. So it's extremely important that you get the right amount of water intake. And especially during the summertime, if you're out in the sun a lot, if you're out and about, you sweat a lot, or you're just out in the heat, put a drop of sea salt in your water. Not so much that you change the taste, but it'll give you some good electrolytes. It'll help keep you hydrated. And then the last thing is sleeping. Just working on getting enough sleep, working on getting the body rejuvenated so that we have the energy to get through the day, day in and day out. And along with your nutrition and your water drinking, sleeping, that'll help rejuvenate the body, re-energize the body to the point where you feel like you can compete with the world and compete with yourself and do the things you need to do to keep your passion up and to keep your energy level up. So I hope that that was helpful. I would love that you share it with people and share this video, you know, share the comments, share whatever it is that you feel, because like my mentor says, that you never know what you might say or do today that will affect millions of people tomorrow. And so, you know, it's a small thing sometimes. Sometimes it's a conversation you overhear. Sometimes it's somebody sharing something that you never even expected. You happen upon it, you watch it, and you're like, man, this was amazing. So, you know, it's important that, you know, we pass along the vision. It costs nothing to pass along information for the most part. With the advent of the internet and all the things that are out there, there's nothing to pass along information. And so doing that, you never know who you may help. If you ever have any questions or comments and you want to reach out to me, you can always call me at 919-599-0916. You can put the comments here. You can inbox me. But whatever it is I can do to help, I'm always here. So I appreciate everybody chiming in or checking in, whether you just came through for a minute or you stayed the whole time. I appreciate it. And it's cool because I get to have a conversation with myself every single week. That's why I love Facebook Live. in a sense, because I'm looking directly at myself. I see the people that pop up, but this whole conversation is with myself. So now I'm holding the mirror in front of my own face. And I hope, you know, you joining along in the conversation that you hear, that you get to hear me talk about to myself, inspired you or gave you something to think about. Because that's all we want to do is create thought and create positive action, create good health. And when we do that, that's how the world becomes in harmony, because everybody's kind of doing the same thing, their own little way, but we're feeling good and we're doing good. So we'll be back here again next Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I thank you for everything. I thank the team for everything, GEI family for everything. You know, you just never know. I never thought that somebody would have told me 5 years ago that I would have a radio show, a magazine, a Facebook Live. I would have never thought those things. I just wanted to put out information, and somebody's made it possible for me to be able to do it. So I'm always in debt to them. I'm always thankful for my GEI family. I'm always thankful for longevity. I'm thankful for the support that I get from everybody. And my mentor, John Bryan, who's not with us anymore, you know, thanked him for all the 3 or 4 years he was with me, and we did the radio show. So with that being said, we'll see you next week. I appreciate you all. Have a productive rest of the week. Please have a productive rest of the week. And enjoy yourself, enjoy your family, and enjoy your time. Thank you. Good night.